Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Cohen, the CEO of Stanton Flooring. Jonathan, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Great. How are you?
I'm good. Lots to catch up here. You're kind of on the move. I want to draw attention to a couple of things. Before we get into some of the details, though, tell me, how's business?
Yeah, well, conditions have been tougher since probably mid-2022. We're finding with a strong game plan and terrific people, which we're fortunate to have, there's opportunities to grow a business, which we're doing. 2024, we're seeing better performance in soft surface. And with recent introductions across our hard surface and laminate, we have WPC coming. We have an expanded hard surface sales team and hard surface regional management. We're excited about the back half of 24 and 2025.
What kind of price points are you moving right now? Is it on the upper end or is it across the board?
On soft surface, it's across the board, right? We have price points all over the place, but the common thread being the products are decorative, right? They're good looking. They're designed by Stanton. Same thing, really. We try to apply that same sensibility on the hard surface side. We're doing a great job there with these new introductions of having really good looking products, excellent, well priced.
I know last Thursday, you were in Columbus, Ohio at the America's Floor Source Grand Opening. How'd that go?
Went great. What a great job they've done. And Jason and Michelle and company, they've done an outstanding job. That showroom is absolutely beautiful, top notch. And I just love the way they present the products. I love the space they dedicated to retail and their builder business. Their distribution center is outstanding. They're great. They're pretty aggressive in the market, as you know, buying up businesses and integrating them into the AFS family while trying to, you know, retain what's special about the different locations. So they're doing a great job.
I mentioned a minute ago you're on the move. I wanted to point out, this is a little bit ahead of my headlights here, but next week our retail survey comes out. And the results, you know, we look at every category and we add retailers to tell us what's going on in their world, what are their troubles, what are they focused on. But we also ask them who their favorite suppliers are. And I thought it was interesting because, you know, for the longest time, we always talked, especially on carpet, about the big three. And I thought it was interesting that in carpet, Stanton's coming up in the top five in every category, but second place in design. That's pretty good. Let me add to that. In rug, you were in first place in design, service, and quality.
Yeah, it's great. It's an honor to be ranked at the top across our core, broad limb, and rug categories. I mean, it's our best report card and how we're doing against our core premise of really being the leader in decorative flooring across design, service, and quality. And, you know, for us at Stanton, we own that design process in-house and spend an exceptional amount of time designing innovative quality product and being highly customer centric from a service perspective. So we'll continue working hard to be a great partner for our customers, but it's really certainly nice to be recognized at the top. Yep. In rugs and broadloom.
That lends another question. You've got your headquarters up in New York, and then you've got that operation down in Calhoun, Georgia, where you do custom surging. How's that business doing?
Yeah, that business is doing well. It continues to be a bright spot in our soft surface business and just overall. We have a really terrific B2B platform that excels at simplifying the whole custom rug process. You know, the selection, the ordering process, getting a quote, and we fabricate. Typically, we ship all machine surge rugs in 5 business days. We also do hand surge rugs that we ship within 3 weeks. And last January, we completed an expansion of our Calhoun facility and added significantly more capacity to help optimize our fabrication service levels and offer even more for our customers. So, yeah, we look forward to continuing to grow that area of the business and have great offerings.
You know, I think that's where a lot of the soft surface business has gone. People want to put down hard surface, and then they want to cover it with another layer of the soft surface. And so I see that business picking up. You know, I've been a customer of yours from that location before, and it's pretty neat. You can pick what the rug looks like, you can pick what the backing is like, and then you can also customize the surging. So it's a pretty neat operation. I want to also mention, in March of this year, we did a focus on leadership on you. So if a listener wants to know a little bit more about your background, they can go to that issue of Floor Focus. It's available online. Just want to also mention that your dad, Cy Cohen, started this business in 1980. You've been in business now for 43 years, right?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the key advantages, you know, that Stanton has in the market is my father, even before starting Stanton, he was in the, you know, he was in the retail showroom business. And my brother owns and operates that business today. You know, from his roots in that business, you know, Stanton from him, it's permeated throughout the organization over the years to just being, you know, again, very customer centric, right? Having come from that experience and also wanting to have, you know, great product for our customers' showrooms, you know, to sell something different, to, you know, offer the opportunity to make great margin dollars and great margin. So, but that comes right from our founding, right from that history, as you mentioned. Yeah, I think that's a great edge that Stanton has.
Another reason I want to talk to you today is because you were in the news recently by picking up Trey Timms, who most people know Trey Timms. He was a leader at Mohawk for several years, and prior to that, a leader at Shaw Industries. And you've brought him on to run the soft side of your business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Trey's new role as SVP of Soft Surface is part of our, you know, short and long-term strategic expansion plans. We're, you know, the company is very committed, continue being the leading supplier of decorative flooring in residential markets, differentiated through innovative products, best-in-class service, great merchandising. And so with Trey on our team, I know he'll be executing against these overarching goals while leading Stanton's soft surface sales organization, helping optimize our team, driving new opportunities, just leveraging his strategic know-how and experience to help us outperform the market and offer even something better for our customers. With Trey on the team, we have a great trifecta. We have Trey leading soft. We have Jamin Stepp leading hard surface. We have Mitch White leading the charge on key accounts, and outstanding team. And we're looking forward to growth over the next several years and again, offering our customers something different.
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Jamin Stepp. Most people know his background. He was over at Cortec with Pete Dauche and then with Dixie. So he's running your hard surface business. Another thing I want to mention, you know, I'm sure both Trey and Jamin, when they were considering the offer from you, got to sit down with your private equity owner, Dunes Point Capital. Some people get a little scared of private equity because they're afraid that, you know, they'll come in and fatten it up and then flip it. So I'm guessing that since both these guys have come on with you, they like the message they got from your owners, right?
Yes, no doubt about it. You know, throughout that process, they do get to meet with the folks from our private equity partners, and it's an excellent opportunity, you know, not just, you know, to grow in their careers and drive something significant for Stanton and for the industry. But, you know, of course, there's a financial reward too in it for them. But we're all aligned. We're all aligned on where we want to go and what we want to do. Our PE partner, Dunes Point, it's been a great experience for Stanton, extremely supportive of our growth. You know, we gain perspective across other industries that they experience through their portfolio companies. So, all in all, it's a big win for us.
Well, it's good to catch up with you. I want to make sure our listeners knew about what all was going on with Stanton. Again, been talking to Jonathan Cohen, the CEO with Stanton Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.